Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Hello, my name is Kelly Lanovac, President and CEO at Valley Communities Credit Union. We've recently opened a new office in Cronenwetter at the corner of X and Double X. We're very excited to be a part of the Cronenwetter community and invite you to stop in and discover why membership matters. We've been committed to building lifelong relationships one member at a time for over 78 years. We serve all of central Wisconsin with 6 full-service locations. To find a branch near you, visit valleycommunities.org. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
We are Blackmark!
It is halftime at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley, and the DC Everest Evergreens have a 22-7 lead. We're being entertained by the DC Everest High School Marching Band. Homecoming week is such a time for other students who are involved even in non-athletic activities to show off their skills and to entertain in front of the crowd. A lot of great homecoming parade floats. The homecoming parade before today's game is one of the great traditions for the DC Everest High School program. The high school band, good year after year, putting on their halftime show. And we saw the DC Everest dance team and their hip-hop routine earlier, and the DC Everest dance team is fabulous, as they are year after year. We continue with halftime. We will recap our scoring. The Evergreens have scored touchdowns on their last 3 touches, so Wausau East really needs the intermission to try and regroup. The Evergreens' defense has been effective, and Wausau East has struggled with their defense. I did have a chance to speak with Bill Michaels, one of the voices that you hear on Fox Sports Radio. He hosts our Monday through Friday program out of Milwaukee from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Bill has seen a lot of high school football, and of course he follows the Packers and has been doing more traveling with the Badgers as well. Bill Michaels, our halftime guest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
First of all, we're seeing you for the second time in just a couple of weeks. You were up in Tomahawk for the fall ride. How'd you like that?
That was great. I've never been there before. We had a blast. We worked with the MDA people, and they treated us tremendous. We were down in Sarah Park and hung out down there and got a chance to see not only downtown, but then got to go to Bubba's and Gators and the Wharf. And so we had a lot of places while we were there. And, you know, obviously the countryside is beautiful, so we got a chance to see a lot of it. It was great.
I know you talked about it on the show a little bit. What do you ride?
Ride a 2001 Dyna White Glide. So I'm kind of old school. I like it.
Nice.
I kind of have to look like a bike, you know. No offense to those who ride baggers, but you're only 2 wheels away from, you know, a larger vehicle. So I like it to look like a motorcycle.
You're in the camper, and I know you travel a lot. Have you taken in a lot of high school football this year?
You know what? I have. I've probably taken in about 7 to 10 games. I was in Sheboygan a couple of weeks ago. I was in Mequonago a couple of weeks ago when they played Waukesha West in that overtime thriller. I had a chance to see Arrowhead play so far once this year. I know they got a big game coming up against Waukesha West actually tonight. So I've been around. I've had a chance to catch a couple of games, but our travel schedule this year has been brutal.
Right. You've been doing more and more traveling to NFL and college. sites this year.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've been going out to Camp Randall when we picked up the affiliate out in Madison now. So either all or in part, we're on 14 affiliates, and we got a lot of traveling to do. We still have the M&M game, too, to get up to Marine or to Marinette and Menominee, too.
And all of this is because the show has been going so well. You've had a lot of growth in the last year or so.
Yeah, we've it's kind of gotten away from us. You know, we didn't expect it. I mean, it's been great. There's something to be said for the state of Wisconsin, and we couldn't have done this in Ohio like where I grew up, because nobody in Cleveland gives a darn about people in Cincinnati and vice versa, and Columbus is kind of a weird entity. But everybody you meet here is from Wisconsin. They're not from a city. They're from Wisconsin, and they care about the Packers and the Brewers and the Badgers and the Bucks, and not necessarily in that order. So this is very unique, and the fact that we get a chance to do this every day and talk local and national, but relate it back to local, it's been really good.
In my 10 years here, I've heard that from a lot of people, too. I've heard that Miller Park was a game changer because, you know, in the old county stadium days, you wouldn't drive down from Wausau if you thought it might rain or if it was cloudy. And now you know that you can make that trip, and it's long, but you know you're going to see baseball. And the Packers are a Midwest thing.
Packers are the Packers. You know, it was funny, back during the presidential campaign, there was a friend of mine who owns a marketing company and one of the better PR companies in the state, and they kind of, before the presidential candidates came to town, they did a keyword test for what really trips people's triggers. And before education, healthcare, welfare reform, you name it, taxes, was Packers. In the state of Wisconsin, that's what tripped people's triggers. So this is a very unique situation for us, and we've taken advantage of it. It's been good, but people have also really enjoyed the show.
We're talking with Bill Michaels, who you hear on Fox Sports Radio Monday through Friday. His show's on at 11 a.m. on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. While I have you, we should talk some Packers and some Badgers. Badgers have their biggest game of the season coming up. You're an Ohio State guy. I don't think it makes any difference. I think the Badgers are a good team. Ohio State's a very good team, and I think we're going to find that out tomorrow.
You know, people ask me who I'm rooting for. I've always rooted for the team that I thought had the best shot at going to the national championship game. I think if the Badgers would run the table and do it convincingly, there's no reason they shouldn't have a shot. The Arizona State loss was a very freak thing, and people will look on that and say, okay, you can kind of take that with a grain of salt. But if they really beat up on Ohio State, then I think they would have a real shot. So I'm kind of torn. I guess I'm not really going to know what I'm doing until I watch that game. But I do know this, that if the Badgers can keep it close and keep it close throughout the ball game and not put the ball solely in Stave's hands, don't allow Ohio State to get up a couple of scores and keep the crowd out of it, they got to get a shot at winning, because when you can take the ball and grind it on people and run the ball, they're going to have as good a shot as anybody's knocking them off.
Really, you're more optimistic about that game than I am. I think just look at them man-to-man, and Ohio State looks like the better team.
Yeah, but their secondary's not as good. Their defense, I don't have a whole soul belief in, but you know, they're bringing back Braxton Miller. Braxton Miller is a very good quarterback, but he's coming back off injury. He may have a little bit of rust. If they can jump on him early, I think the Badgers could swing momentum. Remember, they've gone in there and done some weird things before, and the last time it was a Hail Mary that ended up costing them that ball game. So I still think they have a legitimate shot.
All right. I mean, that's a game that a lot of people have blocked out time to be on the couch and see that game tomorrow night. You've seen the Packers a couple of times this year, yes?
Up close and personal, yeah. Sometimes it's been good, sometimes it's been bad, but you know, good week for the bye week. Obviously, when we looked at it at week four, we thought this is going to be terrible. This is a train wreck, but they need it. And now if they come back and you've got Morgan Burnett and Casey Hayward and you bring back Eddie Lacy, who looked like, in Cincinnati when we talked to him, he looked like he was ready to go. They just didn't want to clear him. And now with James Starks and the knee injury, Clay Matthews with the hamstring injury, Franklin with an ankle injury, Dayton Jones with an ankle injury, they needed this bye week. So if they come back to full strength, I think that may surprise some people, and they're going to have a chip on their shoulder when Lions come to town.
You know, I think of Eddie Lacy's injury, and it's not as serious as it could have been, and all that's very good. It reminds me of, we've changed the way we watch NFL football, and I think fans now, because they hear so much of the points of emphasis, are more aware of those head-to-head hits.
I think fans, as well as the officials, are a little bit confused about what you can and can't do, but they know, it's kind of like when the Supreme Court said, we're not sure about pornography, but we know it when we see it. Fans know it when they see it, and they want it to be called fair, and sometimes because there's such a vagary, a gray area, that you don't feel it's being called fair. So when you got the roughing the passer call last week for Aaron Rodgers, people finally said, oh, okay, okay, finally one went in our direction. But then again, the hit to Jermichael Finley didn't happen in our direction. So I think it kind of equals out. Unfortunately, you're talking about people's health there in that situation.
Yeah, but I see, when I'm at home with my 40-inch HD and everything's in super slow-mo, I watch those replays differently. I think, gee, that guy lowered his head, went helmet to helmet. And when we watched the NFL of the 70s and 80s that we grew up with, that was just the way the game was played, and no one gave a second thought about that. It was, oh, he got his bell rung, the smelling salts will come out. Heck, he'll be back in the second half.
I was playing senior year in high school, and I got my, quote, bell rung. I got ran over by a guy who ended up going to Notre Dame as a running back. And my dad came down out of the stands, and I still remember to this day a little bit of stars in my eyes. And my dad came down, and he was a gunnery sergeant in the Army, and said, are you okay? And I looked up at him, and I said, yeah. Had I known, and he asked me where I was, I would have had no clue. And he hit me in the back of the head and said, come on, put some dirt on it, you're good to go. That was the old way of doing things, you know. And so the funniest story that I've ever heard regarding a head injury, when I used to work with Brian Noble, was in a game at Lambeau Field, kind of got ran over, and hit his head on the ground going backwards. And he said, they bring him to the sideline, and in those days there was no baseline testing. It was just always run the two fingers in front of your eyes, how many do you see? So he said, you know, I see two fingers, and they said, what's the score? And he looked over Doc's shoulder, and he said, you know, he told him the score, he could see it on the scoreboard. He said, where are you at? And he looked over again, and he said, he could see Lambeau Field on the scoreboard. He said, I'm at Lambeau Field. And Doc said, oh, you should be pretty good to go. He said, how'd you get here today? And he said, my mommy brought me. And he said, okay, you're out, you're done, because he didn't have a clue as to where he was at. So that was one of the best bell rung stories I've ever heard.
You know, we did a Packers Legends lunch just last week, a nice event for the radio station. Dave Robinson, Fussy Thurston, a lot of legendary names from some great Packer teams. And when you hear them talk, they remember the old stories from their...
And litigation ultimately is what drives things in that business. But, you know, it's a shame that it has to be that way. It's also something that if you ask each and every one of them, they wouldn't trade for the world.
Sure. Well, Michael, it's great to spend some time with you. Don't be a stranger. We'll see you again soon.
No, I love it. Love it.
Great conversation with Bill Michaels as we're at halftime. D.C. Everest, Wausau East. The Evergreens are leading 22-7. We'll recap our first half scoring after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad
Council. Fox Sports Radio.
We are back at Steam Stadium in Schofield. I'm Chris Conley. Where the score is a little deceiving, the Evergreens are up over the Lumberjacks 22-7. The game did not begin well for D.C. Everest. In fact, they turned the ball over on their first three possessions. First touch of the ball game, the Evergreens picked up one first down. Then quarterback Nick Sirikowski fumbled on what was a bad snap from the shotgun formation. The snap hit him in the shoulder pads, recovered by Wausau East. But the Lumberjacks were unable to take advantage. They missed a 51-yard field goal trial. On the next time the Evergreens had the ball, Nick Sirikowski turned the ball over again. Running towards the line of scrimmage, had the football stripped and turned it back over to D.C. Everest. To Wausau East. East did not score. Third touch of the ball game. Evergreens quarterback Nick Sirikowski threw an interception. Again, Wausau East working with a short field. They were able to capitalize that time. A 21-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Widmark
to Tim Knox. That was the only scoring in the first quarter. The Lumberjacks had a 7-0 lead. The Evergreens have scored 22 unanswered points since then. The Evergreens put together an 80-yard touchdown drive early in the second quarter, capped off on a 5-yard Wyatt Brown touchdown run that tied the game 7-7 with 10 minutes to play in the half. The Evergreens had a shorter field and marched 46 yards on their next touch, capped off by the first of two Nick Sierakowski touchdown passes. Sierakowski completed a 26-yard strike on the near side of the end zone to Kyle Zableski, a nice pass and catch, giving the Evergreens their first lead, 14-7. And then with just 32 seconds left in the half, on a blitz, Nick Sierakowski burned the Lumberjacks defense. He found Wyatt Brown coming out of the backfield for a 19-yard touchdown strike. Mason Hagenbusher carried for a two-point conversion, giving the Evergreens their current 22-7 lead. A win tonight puts the Evergreens back to 500 for the season. The Lumberjacks are in danger of falling to 1-5. DC Everest High School football is brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. And CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. All this football season, Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield are making donations to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the Evergreens and Lumberjacks score in their games. The teams right now combined for 29 points. That's $29 donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. Very nice program from our two sponsors, Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield. The Honor Flight program is run completely by volunteers. I have the privilege of making one of those trips to Washington, D.C. as a media representative, and you can tell that those veterans are tremendously appreciative. On our sister station, WSAU, for the last 4 weeks, we've been playing Honor Flight trivia. Correct answers from our listeners have added another $418 to the Honor Flight fund. And again, if you see a veteran, many of the World War II veterans, you can tell they're winding down, they're in their 80s or 90s, are very appreciative to make that trip to Washington, D.C. We have seen more and more veterans making honor flight trips from the Korean and soon the Vietnam Wars. Teams are back out on the field as we're about to get the second half underway. Evergreens leading the Lumberjacks 22-7. Wausau East will get the ball to start the second half. Something to keep an eye that we mentioned back in our pregame show. The DC Everest defense has struggled in the second half of ball games this year. Some of that just may be a function of how long they've been on the field. The Evergreens defense has not been under as much pressure here, but in the third quarter so far this season, the Evergreens have been outscored by their opponents 55-7. See if Wausau East can hang their hat on that and build some momentum here. Again, halftime taking a little longer than usual as Steam Stadium Wall of Fame honorees being introduced after our band and dance team halftime routines. We are ready to get the third quarter underway. Lumberjacks to receive the kick from Kyle Kurtenbach. Ball's on the tee, Kurtenbach's approach, and there's the kick. Goes all the way back to the goal line. Matt Brady takes it out at the one. It's got the wedge there, hits it hard. 15, 20, pushed right back at the 20-yard line. In fact, the Evergreens gathering here like the ball is loose. There's a pileup. That ball is loose, and we're waiting for an indication on who's got the ball. The Evergreens are pointing that it's theirs, and it is. Wausau East fumbles the opening kickoff, and the Evergreens will have the ball at the 19-yard line. Boy, that's exactly the start that the Lumberjacks did not need. Yeah, that ball came loose underneath the pile. And just like that, what was going to be Wausau East possession to start the half, here comes the Evergreens from the 20-yard line, and Nick Sierakowski will come out to lead the offense. Evergreens football, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. See if the Evergreens go for a quick strike. First and 10 at the 20 after the turnover. Two receivers far side. Handoff right up the middle. No, it's a pitch back. Misdirection here for Wyatt Brown. Brown cuts back. 10-5. He's going to go. Wyatt Brown, touchdown. 20-yard touchdown run. One play after the turnover. There was misdirection. Nick Sierakowski did a good job selling what looked like it was going to be a handoff to Mason Hagenbusher. Instead, Wyatt Brown got the ball on the pitch and rambles in for 20 yards. Wyatt Brown has a touchdown catch and now two touchdown runs. And the Evergreens go up 28-7 with an extra point try coming. Kyle Kurtenbach is on to try the kick. Snap is low, still gets it down, and Kurtenbach's kick is good. 29-7. Back after a 30-second timeout. This is DC Everest Walsall East football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where Walsall East has fumbled the opening kick of the second half, and one play later, the Evergreens are into the end zone. A disastrous first 15 seconds of the second half. It's 29-7. Seems like we were here just a moment ago. The Evergreens will be kicking off again. And Walsall East waiting to return the ball.
Back for the Lumberjacks, number 43, Matt Grady.
Kurtenbach's got the ball on the tee, and Matt Grady awaits back at his goal line. Here's the run-up, and here's the kick. Low line drive kick taken at the 5-yard line by Grady. Up the middle he goes, 15-20, cuts it back, gets across the 25, holds on to the football this time, and is down at the 26-yard line. Some pushing and shoving after the play was blown dead. The Lumberjacks will have the ball there.
That ball is brought back by number 43, Matt Grady.
Tonight's high school football broadcast is brought to you by Tulusky and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. The Evergreens have kept Bryce Widmark, the Lumberjacks quarterback, in check. Widmark comes out here. He'll operate from the shotgun. Brennan Becker is the lone back. He's got receivers to either side. He will pass on first down. He hauls downfield. Individual one-on-one coverage knocked away, incomplete. The Walsall East receiver out there, Tim Noss, was looking for a flag. There was some contact, but neither the defender nor the receiver were looking back for the ball when the ball got there. Timing was off on that play, and there is no flag. Long incompletion makes it second and 10. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. East huddles up, now comes to the line of scrimmage for this second and 10 play. Widmark again will work from the shotgun with Brennan as his lone back behind him. He'll pass again, three-step drop, throwing again to one-on-one coverage just off the fingertips of his intended receiver. He was looking for Jake Justine down the near sideline, and Justine is slow to get up. I think he got the wind knocked out of him. While he stretched out for that ball, he came down on his back, and he's not gotten to his feet yet. Injury timeout here. Avery Allard provided the defense. With 11:25 to play in the third quarter, we have an injury timeout. Let's take a one-minute break. DC Everest 29, Walsall East 7 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise. You can travel, download music, videos. There are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are Black Fork!
The injured Wausau East receiver was Jake Justine, and I had thought that it looked like he got the wind knocked out of him. He was able to come off the field under his own power. After the injury timeout, third and 10 for the Lumberjacks at their own 26-yard line. Five receivers here, three to the near side. Blitz is coming here. Widmark under pressure, gets the pass. It is off the fingertips and incomplete, looking for Zach Henke in the flat. Three incomplete passes, a three and out for Wausau East. They'll be punting to D.C. Everest here. Tonight's game brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easier. Kyle Zableski awaits the punt. Bryce Widmark to kick it away. Widmark will be punting from back at his own 10-yard line. Evergreens figure to get good field position here. Long count, and there's the snap back to Widmark. Almost blocked. It's a high kick. Pretty good one, too. Bounces across midfield at the 40-yard line. Evergreens will stay away from it. Goes out of bounds. Inside the 40 at the 39-yard line, D.C. Everest will start there. Because of the clock stoppages after the incomplete passes, we still have 11 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. And the Evergreens have already widened their lead after Wausau East fumbled the opening kickoff of the second half. Evergreens are working with a longer field here. And again, Nick Sarakowski comes out at quarterback. I would imagine if the Evergreens put another score on that we might see Mike Nicholas or maybe even Darren Sanchez. Sarakowski to pass. This pass under pressure is knocked down in the backfield, incomplete. There was pressure there up the middle. Eric Daniel came right up the middle and disrupted that pass. He got up into the air as Sarakowski was looking to throw towards the near sideline. Evergreens have shown so far in this game they've been able to run the ball at will. And there they're opening up the playbook, letting Sarakowski throw on first down. He sends receivers out to either side. Mitchell Bowles is on the near side. It's a handoff here to Wyatt Brown. Brown cuts back, turns upfield. He's got 5 yards. From the 39 out to the 44-yard line. This is homecoming. Homecoming queen at D.C. Everest, Jenny Stanky, congratulations. And homecoming king, the man who just carried the ball, Wyatt Brown, congratulations. At tomorrow's homecoming dance, Wyatt Brown will have 3 touchdowns to talk about. 1 reception, 2 touchdown runs. Here comes 3rd and 5 from the 44-yard line. They'll pass here. 3-step drop. Sarakowski has time. Goes out. It's complete. First down yardage. Gain of 9 along the sidelines to Mitchell Bowles. Moves the ball into Lumberjacks territory. Puts the ball down at the 44-yard line. Sarakowski threw a strike there. 3rd down conversion keeps this drive going.
Lumberjacks 46-yard line.
A touchdown here by the Evergreens would really be the haymaker in this ballgame. They put it out of reach if they stick the ball in the end zone here. Sarakowski in a misdirection, handoff up the middle. That's Mason Hagenbusher, the fullback, first man through. He doesn't much, only a yard there. Sam Romanski was at the bottom of the pile, a couple of Lumberjacks there to make sure the fullback, who doesn't get a lot of carries in this Evergreens offense, didn't get much, got a yard there. It is 2nd and 9. Quarterback Sarakowski will be under center. He has 2 receivers down to the near side of the field. And it's a handoff. Wyatt Brown. Brown's the 2nd man through. And Brown again up the middle. The Evergreens have been able to make a living just running between the tackles. Wyatt Brown is forward for 7 yards. It's 3rd and short coming up. And we have one of the Lumberjacks down at the bottom of that pile.
We got officials timeout. We got a player down on the field.
That is Tony Troy, who made the stop, who is unable to get up and is being tended to now Wausau East coaching and medical staff. With 9:34 to play in the third quarter, we have another injury stoppage, and we will take a one-minute timeout with the score DC Everest 29, Wausau East 7. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the stadium, where after an injury timeout, Tony True has been able to get off the field. First and 10 for the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski, keeper, cut to the long, the near sideline. Sierakowski is going forward across the 30, and he's down. Push him right out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Nick Sierakowski just rushed for 11 yards and a first down. So the Evergreens move the ball deeper into Wausau East territory. Second man through here. It's a handoff. This is Mason Hagenbusher carrying. Hagenbusher's got 8 or 9 yards. Now it's Wyatt Brown. Thought that was Mason. He was the first man through. Wyatt Brown follows him and gets 9 yards. Down to the 21-yard line where it is second and one. See if the Evergreens take a shot at the end zone here. Again, they've been able to pick up yardage at will on the ground. Sierakowski will not pass. He'll hand off to Wyatt Brown again. Brown tries the far side of the line. He gets inside the 20, down to the 18. It's a gain of 3. First down yardage as the Evergreens enter the red zone. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Evergreen Sports. The world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Evergreens going back to the first half have scored on their last four possessions, and they're trying to make it five here. And here's a handoff to Nathan Reedy. Reedy tries to cut back and did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Down he goes. No, take that back. That was Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller, Jr., getting a touch there. Backwards for 2 yards, though. The Evergreens sub in as Nick Sierakowski goes to the sidelines and gets the play. Caleb Becker shuttles in here. So here comes second and 11. And it is Becker still in the backfield. Becker's a junior. Going to pass here. Spin play is complete out into the flat. Cody Cocker on the reception there. Short play, though. Cocker was wrapped up very quickly, so he's down for only 2 or 3 yards. Third down coming up. It's going to be a third. Yeah, that play went forward for just 3 yards. So it got back the loss and makes third down a little more manageable. Here comes a third and 7. Evergreens are going to have to get the ball inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line for a first down. Interesting set here. Mason Hagenbusher, the fullback, is out on the slot. We have two receivers down to the near side. It's an unusual personnel package. Sierakowski is working from the pistol, and one of the Everest players left early. It was Mason Hagenbusher who left early. He didn't have the snap count. Go back 5 yards here. The Lumberjacks have not been penalized in this game. The Evergreens have just been flagged for the fourth time. So for this point in the season, a relatively clean game. Third and 12 coming up after the 5-yard penalty. Yeah, that was a weird offensive personnel package. Mason Hagenbusher, the fullback, was lined up as a receiver. In fact, he's out there again, all alone on the far side of the field. Sierakowski from the shotgun, three-step drop. Pressure is coming from the blind side. Nick Sierakowski goes down. He's sacked. Sarakowski did a good job holding on to the football because he didn't see that blind side coming. Sam Romanski gets the sack. And Romanski got a free run on the quarterback. The ball goes back to the 26-yard line. And it brings up fourth down. Fourth and very long. Will the Evergreens try a very long field goal here? Will they go for it on fourth and long? It is fourth and 19 yards. And the Evergreens will go for it at the 26-yard line. Again, they need the 9-yard line. Sarakowski in shotgun formation. Fourth down and a lot. Three-step drop. He has pressure. Looking. Now here comes blindside pressure. Stays on his feet. Stumbles forward. And down he goes. Nick Sarakowski is sacked back at the 29-yard line. And the Wausau East Lumberjacks get their stop. Sam Romanski. Second time in a row that he's met Nick Sarakowski in the backfield. And the ball goes back to Wausau East with 5:23 to play in the third quarter. This was a 22-7 game at halftime, 29-7 here. And if the Lumberjacks want to make a fight of it, they need to move the football on this drive. Obviously, they need multiple possessions to get back in the game. Bryce Widmark at quarterback. Two receivers far side of the field, one to the near side. Evergreens look like they might blitz again. Snap count was wrong here. Widmark looked like he wanted the ball. It didn't quite come to him. There it does come, and it's a handoff to Brendan Becker. Becker has only a yard or two. Yep, give him 2 yards. Out to the 31, where it is second and 8. Tonight's ball game sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. And Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. Three receivers all put to the near side of the field. For quarterback Bryce Widmark, who will work under center. Evergreens have 6 men in the box. Widmark, three-step drop. Pressure is coming. He steps up. He is going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Not quite, before he swarmed under. The Evergreens sent pressure, and this will count as a sack because it's a loss of 1 or 2 yards. And the officials are briefly stopping the clock as if they're discussing whether the ball came dead or not. It's still Wausau East ball. And there's a whistle. There's a penalty here. And even on that sack, it's holding against Wausau East. That flag went into that pile. See if the Evergreens refuse this here. They're going to decline the penalty. They'll take the play, bringing up third down. It'll be third and 8. A very nice homecoming crowd here. And a lot of Wausau East fans across the way, too. You're enjoying a great night for football. Although our game has really not been competitive since midway of the second quarter. Here comes third and 9. Widmark gets the snap, looking to pass under pressure, throws a lame duck into the air, almost intercepted, it falls incomplete. Widmark was hit as he was throwing that ball, so he didn't get his full strength behind it, and it was the Evergreens defender who had a better chance of catching that than the Wausau East receiver. Instead, it falls incomplete. Three and out again for the DC Everest defense. This may be the most solid Everest defensive effort that we've seen so far this season. Defense has done a good job keeping Widmark bottled up. Widmark will punt to Kyle Zableski, who is awaiting this kick back at his own 35-yard line. Here's the snap. Widmark gets it away. This is a pretty good kick. Goes back to the 35-yard line where Zableski fields it. It's a reverse. And there's some blocking here. Coming across, there's going to be a whistle, and this is going to come back. It's going to be a big gain here, but it's all for naught. Across the 50 is Brady Burrell, down to the 40, down to the 30. But there's a block in the back on the reverse, and this return's going to be wiped out. In fact, this may be offsetting because there are two penalties down. There's a penalty marker in the middle of the field, too. The Evergreens fans don't like this because a big return, a 35-yard punt return is about to be wiped out here. Question is, if the two penalties offset, we might be re-kicking here. Let's wait for an indication. All right, both referees saw the same foul. And you know what? Now there's a penalty against the Evergreens. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the sidelines. Somebody along the Evergreens bench said something to one of the officials, and that flag went high into the air. All right, so on the block and the back penalty, the ball goes back to the 29-yard line. It's going to go back 15 more yards from here because someone on the Evergreens bench, I'm not sure if that's a coach or a player, but somebody said something to one of the side judges. In fact, the side judge is again taking a long look over at the Evergreen sidelines and is nodding his head like we're not going to have any more of that. And we will go back 15 more yards. So the Evergreens with a block in the back and then the dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct foul goes back to the 10-yard line. 4:01 to play, third quarter. Evergreens have the ball there. More importantly, a 29-7 lead. Still seeing Nick Sierakowski at quarterback. Sierakowski hands off up the middle. Here's Wyatt Brown. Brown just moving the pile forward. Gets 5-6 yards. We've got another penalty flag coming in. Game looks chippy at this point. And again, if you're the Evergreens, you'd want to take a deep breath here. You're up 29-7. And the officials are huddling. This is going to be some kind of personal foul. This is something extracurricular as Wyatt Brown was moving up the field. Brown got 6 yards.
We have a dead ball personal.
It's a personal foul against the Evergreens. And we will go back 15 yards from there. That's something that happened in the pile as the play was being blown dead. And the Evergreens are going to be marched all the way back half the distance to the goal because of that penalty, which will put the ball at the 11. And we'll bring up second and 15.
That brings up second down and 15.
The Evergreens on their last touch faltered on fourth down after moving the ball deep into Lumberjack territory. It's the first time the Lumberjacks were able to get a stop in their last five defensive stands. Evergreens had scored touchdowns on four consecutive drives before that. So here comes second and 15. Sierakowski looks to pass. Nope, it's a draw play. Wyatt Brown cuts to the near side, across the 15, and down to the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 6 yards. Third down coming up. It'll be third and 9. Evergreens want to be careful with the football here. They are backed up in their own end. Evergreens have three turnovers in this game, would you believe it, on their first three possessions. Two fumbles and an interception. But they have been much more careful with the ball since then. Here's third and 9 with backs in the I formation. Nick Sierakowski to pass. Five-step drop. Got time. Pass is complete. Behind the sticks, lunging forward is the receiver. He didn't get the first down. Was that Brady Burrell on the reception out there? Yes, it was. No, Kyle Zableski. Zableski lunged forward. He needed to get out to the 28-yard line, and he stopped 3 yards short. It is fourth down, and the Evergreens will punt. Zach Hoffman to kick. This is the Evergreens' first punt of the ball game. As the Wausau East defense has been a little better the last time, they are going to try and set up a return here. Here's a low line drive kick, goes over the return man's head, bounces at the 30, 20, 10, still rolling, and down at the 5-yard line. Wow, count up the yardage there. After the roll, that's a 72-yard punt. Go figure. Now, of course, he didn't kick it that far. He kicked it over the head of the return man, and then it bounced and rolled. And the Lumberjacks will stop all the way back at the 5-yard line. Not very often in high school football that you see a 70-plus-yard punt. We just saw one there. Zach Hoffman. 2:13 to play third quarter, and here come the Lumberjacks, backed up in their own end. They'll have to be careful. Evergreens 29, Lumberjacks 7. Bryce Widmark is from the shotgun. He's going to receive this snap right back at his goal line, first and 10. Gets the snap, and it's a low snap. Handoff here. It goes to his running back, Brennan Becker. Becker's got 3 or 4 yards. Moves the ball out to the 8-yard line. Tonight's ball game is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. It'll be second and 7 here. Wausau East is huddling up as we go under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Our broadcast also sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter, Valley Communities Credit Union. Widmark, misdirection play, pass into the flat is complete, but quickly met right at the line of scrimmage and pushed down is receiver Jake Judson. Judson didn't get anything there. Caught the ball at the line of scrimmage and was met there. A gain of nothing. Third down and seven coming up here. Cody Cocker came up, Brady Burrell there. Yeah, as soon as he caught that ball at the line of scrimmage, he had two evergreens right in his face.
No gain in that play, bringing up
third and seven. And the Lumberjacks have to move the ball out a little further unless they want to give this game up to the Evergreens on a short field again. Widmark gets the snap, pass slant across the middle, is caught, but quickly wrapped up. It's not first down yardage. Tim Nass, who has the only touchdown reception of the game for Wausau East, caught the ball on a slant but didn't get to the sticks. He's 3 yards short. Yeah, the completion only went forward for 3 yards. And the Lumberjacks will have to punt again. A three and out for the Evergreens. And Widmark, who handles punting duties, will be kicking this one away from just inside his own goal line. Waiting for the snap here. Kyle Zableski to return. He stands at the 50-yard line. This is a short kick. Going to bounce at the 35-yard line, bounces back to the 30, and down to the 29-yard line.
That punt by Widmark is down at about the 28-yard line.
A 16-yard punt. We have 11 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Evergreens have a very short field after a very short punt. It's 29-7, and here comes Nick Sierakowski out to run the Evergreens offense again. So it looks like, at this point, a happy homecoming for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. And another back-to-the-drawing-board game for the Lumberjacks. One receiver to either side, backs in the eye. Sierakowski is under center at the 29-yard line. He'll pass. Five-step drop. He's gone for it all. Looking to the end zone to Mitchell Bowles. It is underthrown, and it's intercepted at the goal line. And tumbling into the end zone was Adam Lanier. Second interception thrown by Nick Sierakowski. And the Lumberjacks get the ball right back. Sierakowski's pass was underthrown.
With that interception,
only 5 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Lumberjacks will come back out on offense. They'll run one play, and then we will change sides. So Bryce Widmark comes back on the field. Widmark will operate under center. Usually he's been in a shotgun or pistol formation. Fakes the pass and hand off up the middle. Carrying the ball there was Brennan Becker. Becker just got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain as the third quarter comes to an end. The fourth quarter awaits. D.C. Everest leading Wausau East 29-7. Back after a 1 minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Candidates for hearing aids say things like, "I hear, but I don't understand what's being said," or "It sounds like people are mumbling," or "I've been told that I have nerve damage." We want you to know that we can help. Our modern location in Wausau is located in Emerald Court at the corner of Stewart Avenue and 36th Avenue. We also have offices in Marshfield, Colby, and Neillsville. The Hearing House has been voted as one of the nation's best hearing health care providers in the nation for 2012 by the Hearing Review. Remember, the Hearing House is home of the 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee, and every purchase includes our lifetime service agreement. So call us at 715-261-2971 to make your appointment today.
The Hearing House, take your house, a Hearing House.
We are
We're ready to start the fourth quarter at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. D.C. Everest staked to a 29-7 lead over the Lumberjacks. And that's despite four D.C. Everest turnovers. So Wausau East is plus three in the turnover category, and they've been unable to do anything with it. Second down and nine. And we have a handoff. We've got a whistle blowing this play dead. I believe movement along the Wausau East offensive line. We'll wait for an indication. Yep, illegal motion.
That
back him up 5 yards.
Lumberjack, 5 yards.
Today's ball game brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. After the penalty, it is 2nd and 15. The ball back to the 15-yard line. Bryce Widmark under center. He will pass. Three-step drop. He's under pressure. Throws downfield. One-on-one coverage and incomplete. Again, neither the receiver nor the defender really turned back to locate the ball. He was looking for Tim Nass. Nass was still running downfield at full speed when the ball arrived. He didn't even turn back and look at it. Kyle Kurtenbach on defense. Kurtenbach didn't look back either. Why would he? The receiver wasn't looking back either, so no one located the ball there. 3rd and 15 after the incompletion. Widmark's been cold. He's misfired on his last 4 pass attempts. Today's ball game sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. At Glen Ray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Evergreens with a chance to get off the field on their defense here. 3rd down and 15. Widmark gets the snap, fires over the middle. It's complete, but it's not first down yardage. Threw a strike over the middle. Who's got the reception there? That is Sean Wilson. First time we've called his name. But Wilson is down at the 24-yard line and needed the 30. Not sure what we're thinking to throw that underneath stuff. You'd like to see a pass where you at least get out to the sticks. And that's not the case there. They get 9 yards on 3rd and 15. And the punt team is back on. Widmark gets the snap, and here's his kick. It's a line drive kick. Kyle Zableski calling for a fair catch, gathers it in at the 39-yard line, back in the Everest half of the field. DC Everest will start there. What lies ahead for these teams? Well, for the Lumberjacks, they will fall to 1-5 unless they have a rally that just doesn't seem to be in the cards tonight. Next week, though, the Lumberjacks will be playing a team that they can handle. They will play the winless Kokana Galloping Ghosts. It's a road game for Wausau East. They'll be in the Fox Valley. We'll have the game live next week. Kickoff at 7. The Evergreens next week have Appleton East, likely to be at 500. Here's a handoff on first down. Is that Wyatt Brown? Yes, it is. Only 2 yards there, and now a late flag again. Something's happening in the pile there as the teams are untangling from this play. Evergreens have already been flagged for a personal foul. Now I've got a personal foul against Wausau East. That's frustration. That's 15 yards. A couple of the players were on the ground for a long time after that run was over. And then if there's going to be some pushing and shoving while players are untangling, yeah, the referee saw that. The penalty, walking off 15 yards, will move the ball into Wausau East half of the field. 1st and 10 Evergreens at the 44-yard line. Yeah, the game has been chippy for a while. Nick Sarakowski is under center. He's got 2 receivers out to the wide side. Hand off Wyatt Brown. Brown forward again. He's got 5.
Number 40, Wyatt Brown.
Brown seems like he's been able to gash this defense at will right up the middle. He did there. Gain of 6.
And the layby, number 38, Zach Hancock.
Zach Hancock made the stop. 10.5 minutes left in this ball game. If the game is not out of reach already, it would be if the Evergreens score again. Two receivers to the near side of the field. Keep it on the ground again to Wyatt Brown. Brown moving the pile forward. It's going to be a little short of the first down, but not by much. It's a gain of 3. He needed 4. And 3rd and short is coming up. Sam Yermansky is underneath that pile with the stop for the Lumberjacks. Yep, the ball is at the 35-yard line, and the Evergreens need the 34 to convert. 3rd and 1. Opportunity to play power football here. Nick Sarakowski is under center, fakes the handoff to Wyatt Brown. He keeps it himself, pitches back to Wyatt Brown, and Brown gets the first down. He didn't really get the corner. He ran out of bounds, but he gets the 33-yard line. A gain of 2 and a first down. It was unusual, faking to Brown, then Brown quickly went into formation to get that pitch from Sarakowski. The one thing that we have not seen a lot of, Nick Sierakowski last year had the opportunity to create with his feet. He was a running, scrambling quarterback. Because of the ankle injury, we have not seen that part of his game. And Wyatt Brown again and again right up the middle. And again, positive yardage, 3 or 4 yards. Inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Wyatt Brown looks like he's getting stronger while other players are getting tired out there. And the Evergreens keep it on the ground or chewing up more clock. 9 minutes to play in the game. Again, it is already 29-7 as the Evergreens look to deliver the knockout blow. I formation again. Wyatt Brown again. Second man through. He goes up the middle. He's got 4 more yards. Again, he is just short of the first down. And again, the Evergreens will be looking at a 3rd and 1 to keep the drive going. Stopped at the 24-yard line. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Ace Hardware. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. Welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. 3rd and 1. 2 receivers out wide. Sierakowski under center, backs in the I formation. Looked like one of the Lumberjacks jumped, and he did. Unless he was drawn offside, I think the Evergreens are getting a cheap first down here. They are. Yep, one of the Lumberjacks jumped into the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, and with it, a first down. The penalty moves the ball into the red zone. 1st and 10 now at the 19. I believe many of the Evergreen starters will be done for the night should D.C. ever score here on 1st down. Handoff. Carrying the ball forward for the Evergreens is Andrew Miller. Miller's got 8 yards. Down to the 12-yard line.
For the Lumberjacks is number 34, Xavier Warren.
One of the things that you have to like about D.C. Everest, they have some quality running backs that are behind starter Wyatt Brown.
That ball is carried down to the 12-yard line.
Miller's looked good in this game. Nathan Reedy has shown some promise for his body of work during the season. 2nd and 3 coming up. And again, it's Miller in the backfield. Hand off to the first man through, and up Sierakowski keeps it. And Sierakowski dives inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. 1st down. Gain of 9 yards for Nick Sierakowski. He faked the handoff and kept the ball himself, running over the right side of the line. 1st and goal, Evergreens, down at the 5-yard line. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Sierakowski is under center in the I formation. Long count here, gets the snap. Hand off, this is Wyatt Brown down to the goal line, not quite in. He's stopped at the 2. Not Wyatt Brown's not in there, that's Reedy. Reedy carries it down to the 2-yard line. So they cut the distance in half, a little better than half.
2nd and goal.
And now we've got a whistle, and Wausau East is going to take a timeout on defense. We'll take a 1-minute timeout as well. 2nd and goal from the 2 awaits. It's already 29-7. 1 minute, we'll be back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
30 to play in the ballgame. Evergreen 2nd down after the timeout and goal from the 2-yard line. Here's a handoff going to the goal line, but not in.
The ball is here by number 20, Nathan Reedy.
Is Nathan Reedy. Reedy's been featured on this drive as we've gotten closer to the goal line. He moves the ball inside the two. It's at about the 1.5 yard line. It is third down. We will go under the 6 minute mark at the next snap. Evergreens football, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Handoff up the middle from a yard and a half out. It's a touchdown. Nick Sarakowski did it himself. Senior quarterback drove it right up the middle. And he should thank his offensive line. They fired off the ball and got it into the end zone. And if it wasn't already, this game is far out of reach now. And that was a long touchdown drive. Evergreen's shift from two-point formation out to try the extra point. Kyle Kurtenbach to try the PAT. His kick is up and good, making the score 36-7. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where it's a happy homecoming for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. And the Wausau East Lumberjacks, who came into this game off a 35-10 loss to Appleton East, are on the wrong end of another lopsided score. 5:57 left until this one's in the books. And I see Everest's other senior quarterback, Mike Nicholas, warming up on the sidelines. I would bet if the Evergreens get the ball back that the evening is over for Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski has taken all the snaps, whereas the Evergreens substituted a quarterback freely a week ago in their win over Appleton West. Kicking off the ball here for DC Everest is Brady Gotch, who normally doesn't handle kickoff or do dirties. This is a short kick taken at the 25-yard line. Moving forward there, that's Brent Breitenfeldt handling for the ball for the Lumberjacks. And they're going to start first and 10 at the 30-yard line. So the outcome is academic at this point, at 36-7. And that's 36 unanswered points for the Evergreens. They trailed 7-0 back in the first quarter. Bryce Widmark will stay in at quarterback for the Lumberjacks. A tougher test ahead for the Evergreens next week when they play Appleton East. In fact, between now and we wrap up our broadcast, we should talk a little about that game. This is a draw play up the middle. Brennan Becker carrying, and Becker's got 3 or 4 yards. No, take that back. That's Jake Justice. And he's got 4, second and 6 coming up. Yeah, if there's a game from last year that the Evergreens remember, it's their loss to Appleton East. It was a rainy day at East, and the Evergreens looked like they were going in for what would have been a game-winning score. Wyatt Brown fumbled at the goal line late in the fourth quarter, and Appleton East drove 99 yards to win the game. Luke Coonan, the Evergreens head coach, remembers that game. Handoff here, fakes the misdirection, and again, it's Jake Justine who's carrying. He does not have first down yardage, though. He gains 3, needed 5, and it's going to be third and short coming up here. And that was a very frustrating drive to watch a year ago in the game against Appleton East. When they had to go the longest of fields, 99 yards, they converted 2 fourth down plays to keep that drive going. Again, the Evergreens defense got the ball to fourth down twice and was unable to get a stop. And when Appleton East scored that game-winning touchdown, they left only 8 seconds left on the clock. The Evergreens fell in a game they really thought they should have won. Here on third down, slant pass pattern is caught at the sticks and falling forward for a first down. Tim Nass. Nass gets 5 or 6 as he fell forward. It is a first down for the Lumberjacks out to the 42-yard line.
first and 10 from their own 42.
We'll be going under 4 minutes by the time the ball is snapped here. Again, this game is out of reach for East, and it's going to be a DC Everest victory. Widmark gets the snap. Play is blown dead. Believe someone was offside. It's a false start against Walsall East. They'll go back 5 yards. DC Everest football is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits. CCUWalsall.com. So next week, the Walsall East Lumberjacks travel to Kokana. Kokana is winless. It's a game that Walsall East thinks they can put in their half of the ledger. And DC Everest will look for revenge against Appleton East. That game will be on tape delay next week. Here's a handoff after the penalty. Carrying the ball up forward is Matt Grady. Grady's got only 2 or 3 yards. Didn't get back the penalty yardage. It's 2nd and 13. 3.5 minutes left in the ballgame. It is that Walsall East Kokana game that will be our live broadcast a week from tonight. Spencer Loomis will start us off with coverage from the Fox Sports Game Night studios. Then Tom King will be in Kokana for a 7 o'clock kick. I will be at Appleton East for the Everest game there. Here's a pass. Widmark off the hands of his receiver, Tim Nass. Nass tried to catch that ball with his hands instead of gathering it into his body, and that's a bad drop. Third down coming up, 3rd and 13. Should the Evergreens get the ball back, I don't believe we will see Nick Sierakowski. We might see Mike Nicholas. Nicholas did a good job running the offense while Sierakowski was hurt in weeks 2, 3, and 4. But that's only if the Evergreens can get off the field here on defense. It is 3rd and 13. Here's a fake play. They faked that the snap was going over the head of the quarterback. It's a direct snap to one of the running backs. Evergreens not buying it. Matt Grady gets 4 yards. He is well short of the first down. It's 4th and 9 coming up. And this looks like another punt situation. Lumberjacks trying some trickery there. They faked that the snap had gone over the head of the quarterback, Bryce Widmark. They may just be going for it here. Again, with the game no longer in doubt. Yep, they're going to try and pick this up. They'll go on 4th and 9. They need to get the ball across midfield and down to the 48-yard line if they'd like to keep possession. See if the Evergreens blitz here. Widmark from the shotgun, 3-step drop. They are bringing pressure, and he's swarmed under. Yeah, when the DC Everest Evergreens have sent pressure, they've had success, and it's turned over on downs after the sack at the 35-yard line. Nice job for the Evergreens defense. Again, this is the best Evergreens defense that we've seen so far this season. Now, Walsall East doesn't qualify as a high-powered offense, but the Evergreens have looked much better than what we've seen. And indeed, it is Michael Nicholas who comes out to lead the Evergreens offense with 2:21 left in the ballgame. It is DC Everest 36 and Walsall East 7. Again, it didn't start off very pretty. The Evergreens 2 fumbles and an interception on their first 3 possessions back in the first quarter. They've righted the ship and how since then. Mike Nicholas is under center. Handoff to the second man through. And carrying forward is Nathan Reedy. I think Wyatt Brown's day is done also. Reedy's got just a yard or two. Spot the ball at the 33-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 8. 2 minutes left. Evergreens tomorrow getting ready for their homecoming dance. Wyatt Brown, this year's homecoming king. Another big offensive performance for Wyatt, too. He's enjoying a great senior year. Wyatt Brown is very fast. That speed's been on display in multiple sports. Here's a handoff carrying the ball for the Evergreens. Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher's got first down yardage along the far sideline across the 25, down to the 21-yard line. First down. Clock briefly stops while the chains are moved. Not sure if the Evergreens really want more points or if they're just going to run a couple of plays here and take their victory. It's 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. 1.5 minutes left on the clock. Hand off again. This is Reedy. Reedy goes right into the pile, moving the pile forward. Reedy's got 5 yards down to the 17-yard line.
Lumberjacks number 28, Ethan Chris
baseball.
Evergreens Football, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Trying to score here, even though they move the ball down to the 17-yard line. They're going to be deliberate in the huddle. And they'll come up to the line of scrimmage with less than a minute to play. Mike Nicholas in at quarterback. Backs are in the I formation. That's Hagenbusher and Reedy, the two backs there. Nicholas is positioning one of his receivers like he may indeed be throwing here. No, nope, he's not. He is handing off to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher has only a yard or two short of the first down. But the D.C. Everest Evergreens do not have to run another play. And it looks like the time is going to run down and expire here. There's less than 20 seconds left in the game. Evergreens are still huddling up. Looks like they will snap it one more time. They could be in victory formation, but they're not. Backs are in the eye. Under 10 seconds to play now. And Mike Nicholas, the quarterback, is under center. Down to 4 seconds. They may not get the snap off, and they won't. The ball game is over. Zeros on the clock.
And that is the ball game.
And congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens on their most impressive win of the season. A homecoming thumping of Wausau East. Final score, Evergreens 36, Wausau East 7. The Evergreens scored 36 unanswered points. We'll be back to recap tonight's game after a one-minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
To Steam Stadium in Schofield, where it's a happy homecoming for D.C. Everest. They've defeated Wausau East 36-7. Once we're done with our wrap-up here, we will tell you all the high school scores that have already gone final around Central Wisconsin. Our high school scoreboard with Spencer Loomis before we wrap up our coverage tonight, brought to you by the Hearing House. 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. The game did not start off well for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. On their first possession of the game, quarterback Nick Sierakowski fumbled. The Lumberjacks took the ball at the 34-yard line, picked up a first down, but were unable to score. On the Evergreens' second possession, another fumble. Nick Sierakowski was stripped running towards the line of scrimmage. Wausau East recovered. They missed a very long field goal try, a 51-yard field goal attempt that had the distance but went wide left. You don't see that very often in high school football, still 0-0. The Evergreens committed a third turnover on their third possession. Nick Sierakowski was intercepted, and this time Wausau East did take advantage of a short field. A three-play drive from the 31-yard line capped off by a 21-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Widmark to Tim Nass. That would be the only scoring of the game that the D.C. Everest defense would allow. The Evergreens would score touchdowns on all three of their possessions in the second quarter. A 5-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Brown to tie the game 7-7. A 26-yard touchdown pass from Nick Sierakowski to Kyle Zableski, giving the Evergreens their first lead at 14-7. And then with 32 seconds left in the half, the Wausau East defense brought pressure against Nick Sierakowski. He picked it up and found a 19-yard touchdown pass, a strike to Wyatt Brown out of the backfield. The Evergreens led at halftime 22-7. If the Lumberjacks had any hope of getting back in the game, it would have come right after intermission. Wausau East got the opening kickoff, but they fumbled the kickoff. Evergreens recovered at the 20-yard line, and one play later, Wyatt Brown found daylight, a 20-yard touchdown run. That was probably the turning point of the ball game. Wausau East hoping to regroup after halftime, hoping to make something happen on the first touch of the second half, and they weren't even able to get their offense on the field, fumbling that opening kickoff. Wyatt Brown burned them for a touchdown run on the very next play, just 15 seconds into the third quarter. The Evergreens held that 29-7 lead until late in the fourth quarter when Nick Sarakowski capped a long drive with a touchdown run from 1.5 yards out, making the final score DC Everest 36, Wausau East 7. This is by far the lowest total yardage that the DC Everest defense has given up this year, and that comes without Mike Plaza, who was lost for the season with that shoulder and elbow injury last week. The Evergreens improved to 3-3 on the season. Wausau East falls to 1-5. Next week, both of these teams will be in the Fox Valley. Starting at 6:30, we'll have Fox Sports game night coverage. And a week from tonight, we will begin with Wausau East and Kakana. Tom King will be back to work next Friday, and we'll have that game kicking off at 7 o'clock. Then I'll have tape delay coverage from Pickett Field and Appleton East, as DC Everest will look for revenge after that frustrating loss from a year ago against the Appleton East Patriots. Homecoming dance tomorrow, and what a happy night it'll be. Parties will get underway around the DC Everest campus for a lot of these fans, players, and parents tonight after a very convincing Evergreens win. Wrapping up our coverage from Steam Stadium again, our final score, DC Everest 36, Wausau East 7. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to DC Everest Wausau East football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware in Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusti and Kennedy Law Firm, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, Hearing House, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.